I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
That you were be so speedy. That's all. We're on, so don't.
What?
Don't say anything.
Well,
don't swear.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm not in charge
of that.
Don't
say what you normally say.
Just remember you're on the air. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'm just saying, we had about a minute 20 left, and Vinny ran out of the studio. We're pretty far from the bathroom. Like, it's weird because there's like this locked door and all this stuff you have to do to get to the bathroom now. And I would think that, you know, anything under 2 minutes is just like, well, you got to forget about it. But I was impressed.
You didn't use the bathroom, did you?
I didn't. Yeah,
there's no way.
But now I'm like wondering, does a particularly quick pee seem desirous to you?
Because I found it, because I would have found the speed impressive.
Well, you're like, oh, so impressive. I'm all...
Well, I just made the assumption that you peed. And when you were back in under a minute, I went, that's... very impressive.
No, I had a
like that your whiz would be so forceful, like, rah! Out, you know, like, ah!
So that is impressive to you then.
But not in a way that makes me like, you know, that's not desirous. Is that the word you use for
whatever,
it?
Whatever,
it's
doesn't
just
matter.
Just impressive, like the speed. It seems like a bodily function that you are in charge of, you know? Because sometimes when you gotta pee.
I don't.
You gotta pee, it takes you, you know, there's a... If you have to pee, and to the point where you're like, I would leave a room with only a minute and a half to get back to the room, like, that it would just be too much pee. It's just a little exit, you know, like, you have to...
I understand. No, I got you. Anyway, I still don't understand.
That was impressive.
If I ever do understand what girls like or want, I'll write a book. But until then...
Yes, someone should write that
book. I just ask these questions and then keep finding myself going, I don't know.
Yeah. But I am glad you got the dried oatmeal out
here. There was a glob of oatmeal on my lap. That is, in fact, why I ran out of the room to just... Yeah. I do have a coffee date today.
Oh,
so.
yes. What are you wearing your coffee
date? Nothing in particular, but I'd like to not be wearing oatmeal on my wiener.
Oh.
You know, that'd be nice.
Well.
Right there.
I'd have a good time.
Great.
Talking about that.
Super.
Isn't that what dudes do when they're on a coffee break together?
They
talk about their
wieners. I have no intention of talking to Joe about his wiener. None. Zero.
Yeah.
I'll ask him where he's from and, you know, what his... life is like, and
just great.
And let him decide what he'd like to ask me. He asked for the date, so I'm just going.
Oh,
you were asked out, huh?
I was asked out, yeah. And I said, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I wonder if he'll take you to the place where the girl said
he already took you out. Where did he take you
to the place where the lady was saying oat milk? Right? Was that what she was saying? It wasn't oat. It was.
I'm not sure what you're talking about here. Who?
You went to coffee with her when she went with Joe?
No, I didn't. Oh. That's why I'm confused here.
We went right across the street to the...
Across?
Across the street.
Huh?
Yeah. Right. To the Citibank Cafe.
Oh, no idea.
Shame.
No, I don't even know what if that's what it is. It's right across the street, though. Literally.
The Fremont Bank Cafe? Shame.
It wasn't the Fremont Bank. That would be a good one to go to.
That would be a good one.
We wouldn't even have to shame it. They pay for advertising. I don't know what it is. Chase Card? Chase Cafe?
Yeah,
something.
No, something. I know what you're talking about.
All right, so we go across there. And that's where the lady goes, you know, he orders his coffee. I order my coffee and he orders his with oat milk. And then the lady, then we're over on the other side waiting for our orders. And she yells out something like, oat milk, you know, whatever accent.
Oh, oat milk.
And we had to kind of figure it. Remember, I thought I told you guys about
no,
that.
No, story, no.
Whatever. I wish I heard that story.
Because it's so good, right? The oat.
Well, I mean, you always.
Now I call it oat milk.
You always save your stories and, like, just comes out later, like, oh, as if you told us already.
Yesterday, I also went out to coffee, and the girl I was with ordered her coffee with oat milk, and in my head, I went, oat milk, because that's what I call oat milk now.
Who else asked you out to coffee this week? My God, man.
It's a Pokemon friend.
A Pokemon.
Someone who works at it, who I love. I love this girl. Her name's Hesmik.
Oh.
And you love her.
She's great. She stayed with us at the place we rented down in Pasadena.
Oh.
At the Rose Bowl. Yeah. She's just great. Like, she's a total, you know, dorky nerd, like we all are about Pokemon. Mm. And so we had a special trade to do. A lucky trade.
Oh, that was the coffee.
So we met for
the
coffee.
The purpose was to, you know, say hi, have
but
a drink, and then make
on.
A trade.
Yeah.
Got it.
Had a little oat milk coffee. Yeah. You'll probably have a more exciting coffee break today. I can't wait to hear about it. I love Joe. I thought he's very talkative and has a good backstory and has great ideas and just he's one of those people with a lot of energy.
And he, for those of you listening, he's another manager here.
Yes.
We have a lot of those here.
Well, it's just, you know, it's sales operation. That's what happens. Radio, there's people yapping on the air and then there's people who are selling airtime. You should buy some because advertising works.
It does.
Yeah. Ask Fremont Bank. They have people come into their bank and gazing at the new installations of fabulous.
I definitely believe in it.
Oh,
believe
my God, me too. I do, too. I believe in us, too, Vinny.
Mm-hmm. Now Citibank Cafe is going to be cracking over there.
Is that what it's called, Citibank Cafe?
That's what you called it.
Oh. It's like Chase or something. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Or Capital One? Is it the Capital One Cafe? It's right across the street.
We've plugged every bank under the sun now, so...
Let's stick with Fremont
it's
Bank. If only
of
there
those.
Was a Fremont Bank Cafe near here, then we could just go to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We walked up
to Blue Bottle. I don't know a lot about Blue Bottle, which is, it's like a block up, but you see them. You know, it's just the white sign with the blue thing. Ding, ding, shame. You should advertise with us, Blue Bottle.
Oh.
Nice cup of drip coffee. She's like, you want pour over? I'm like, is that drip? Yeah.
Pour over?
That's what she said. It takes a second. She goes, it's a pour over. It takes 3 minutes. I'm like, yeah, that's... She goes, or I'll give you I don't like Americano. That's like a espresso with hot water, right?
Americano is in some places, like I think it's called Dutch Bros. That was the place in the big coffee house in Eugene, Oregon. That's all they serve is Americano.
So it's,
and yes, it's hot water with espresso.
So it sort of like makes it less intense because they've added the hot water to it or something. It's a shot of espresso filled to the.
I think it's similar to a drip coffee. I don't think it's, I mean, like I said, that's what they serve. So it's their main, unless they've changed it since then.
I could have ordered that, I guess. I just feel like, I'll just take a drip. I don't care. I want some creamer in it.
I think that might be why someone likes an Americano versus a drip is they know they had to make it fresh.
Which part?
The Americano gets made right there in front of you.
Right.
They make the espresso. Put the hot water in. Here's your coffee.
Right.
The drip could have been there for...
No. She said the drip is... It's a little thing, and they put an actual filter and some coffee. And like, that's why it was going to take 3 minutes.
Oh,
she was like,
so
I know. So I think
it
it's both.
Yeah. Too. Okay.
Right. I don't know. Because I always think, don't you just have a thing of coffee right there? Like, just pour me some of that. I'm so not picky about coffee. Like, so people are very picky about coffee.
You drink Uban, for God's sake.
Yeah, I'll drink whatever John brings home. Kirkland Signature, I'm down. It's fine. Folgers, I'll drink Folgers. I don't care.
Folgers, that's it's not you. Whatever you drink, yeah.
All those, Uban, yeah, absolutely. Whatever. Doesn't bother me. Sometimes it takes me a couple sips to get used to it, and then it just becomes coffee. I'm like, oh, that's fine. You know what I buy is once a month I get a shipment from, I can't think of the name. It's like Hank's Coffee. Tom Hanks, about 2 years ago.
Tom Hanks. Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump. And I remember we talked about this at the other building, and I signed up for it because I was like, I should just do this. His coffee, all the profits go to VA.
Hanks for our troops.
Oh, that's really nice. Yes. I like that.
And I remember at the time, I kind of, you know, me and my rants, where I can't help myself, I was saying it's sad that in America, I have to buy coffee that helps pay for veterans' health care.
I believe that too.
Right. And so since then, now once a month, I get that pound of coffee or whatever it is. So that's, and I just dump it in with the Dunkin' Donuts coffee or the Kirkland or whatever John bought me.
I drink Haley Joel Osment coffee. So
oh, you
what
do?
What about that?
What does he do?
I have no idea. I just made that up. Oh, but it sounded cool because you have a celebrity coffee.
I do have famous coffee. Feel good. What's it called? Hanks for Our Troops? People, listen, if you...
Hanks with the X, yeah.
Oh, Hanks. Yeah. That's right. It isn't spelled like his real name. It might not even be his. Might have been like a fake story, and now I'm buying into this.
Oh, jeez.
That would be horrible.
I know it would be. Although the coffee's fine, so, you know.
The coffee's fine, but that did me the whole purpose.
Yeah, you just got done saying you don't even care about coffee or where it's from or what it tastes like, so.
Oh, well, I was still assuming that the money went to the VA hospital.
Yeah, like, let's make sure of that.
See if you can. Although, really, anybody can say anything they want on their website, can't they? Really? I mean, unless you're going to do like something.
They get called out at some point.
By whom? And then what? You know,
by some Reddit.
The people who read all the stuff.
Yeah.
And they're out there, trust me.
Oh, these people. And they're reading of all the things.
I'm glad they do it.
Yeah, I guess.
Someone's got to do it. These big corpse feet against the fire when they're, you know, screwing around.
Yeah.
All profits support those who serve. So there's that. There's an official note from Tom Hanks himself.
Oh, Jesus. Thank
you. Right on the website.
I'm
sure he'd have ceased and desisted them by now if he wasn't part of it.
Just the other day at dinner, we were talking about the insurance issue here in California.
It's
and
so
someone
crazy.
Said, oh, well, you can get it through USAA, which is the, I believe that's like for people that served. And I was like, oh, my dad served. So I could get it if...
Oh.
So I'm going to look into that. I don't know what I've got to show them to prove my dad was a Marine, but...
Is that it? A kid of a person who served would also be eligible?
Family
That's
members.
Incredible.
Yeah, no, that doesn't mean... The same thing happened when my mom said, you know, you could join ARP and then you get insurance through them. And they're the people who went, no, you need to apply by mail. And I went, don't give me that. What is the deal? And the guy goes... We're not going to insure you. You're in a bad spot, so it's not going to happen. And I went, well, thanks. Why were you just telling me to write you if you were just going
to
write
me? Because I didn't want to talk to you anymore.
Right. Well, I'm sorry, but now you just saved me the trouble of waiting 3 weeks to get your refusal letter.
Yeah.
The Hartford. Weak. Anyway, I'm going to look into that.
That's interesting. And that is actually a really helpful note for people whose parents.
That's why I shared it.
Right. Because it's one thing to have served and be like, oh, okay, I can get my insurance through there. And another thing to find out that your dad can have qualified you. Could have.
Espresso has less caffeine. This is from 707. And is watered down espresso. Well,
that must be what an Americano is, right? Because it's a shot
Americano,
of
right.
espresso filled with up with water.
Yeah.
And then
which
that
I'm sure just tastes
one,
like
a Americano
cup
has higher caffeine content because of espresso beans. So
well, those are conflicting.
Yeah,
you know,
they are.
That's why we can't. You're great, texters. But every single one of you has stuff. You don't ever. Not everyone needs to have an opinion.
Hey, guys, it's the Capital One Cafe right across the street from where you are. Get it straight. 925. Thank you.
925 knows more than we listen. Capital we're, you know.
We're new in the neighborhood.
We are new.
Thank you.
I knew it was a bank. And it started with a C. What did I say? Chase, Citibank, and I said Capital One at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a bank or a cafe or both?
I think it's both.
Oh.
I think it's a bank with a cafe.
You know what they are.
On the bottom floor. What are they?
They're the company... I used to bank with a company called, well, it was ING.
Yes, that online bank.
And they had these really high savings account interest rates, which I loved.
Yeah.
And then they got bought.
By whom?
Them.
Oh, do they still have the high rate interest rate?
I don't know. I left. But I do think that ING started the Cafe Bank, and when they were bought,
so maybe Cap that was
took over, right?
An ING thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a nice looking place there. I see. It looks like it's a Capital One Bank with a Pete's Coffee inside.
Oh, it's a Pete's?
Mm-hmm.
And they just call it the Capital One Cafe?
Well, yeah, it's Capital One is the entrance, and then there's a
Pete's
Coffee inside of the bank.
I didn't notice that it was Pete's. I believe it, though. That actually, now that you say that, I'm thinking maybe it did seem like a Pete's. I don't know.
415 says, Vin, did you say Haley Joel Osment? Because he played Forrest Gump Jr., the cute little kid.
Oh, that's true. That is true. How funny. I forgot about that. He was the adorable little kid.
Well, guess
kid
what? I'd love to say that that was, you know, a callback and I knew what I just said, but I didn't.
Well, obviously, somewhere buried in your
obscure
subconscious.
Obscure name that I could drop and that was it.
Oh,
is that true?
Yeah.
It is true?
It is true.
Okay.
Incredible.
I don't know what's happening here.
I just saw a trailer for a movie.
Okay, this will be good.
That has Haley Joel Osment in
Get
it.
Out of here.
Yeah. So, Zoe Kravitz, who's amazing.
Oh, Pea Island. I watched the trailer for this.
What is the name of it? It's called Blink Twice. Blink Twice. And it's about this island.
He's in that?
Yes.
Well, do you know who I saw in it and was like, oh, that's what she looks like grown up?
Maybe.
Maybe's in it.
Yeah. From Arrested Development.
Yep.
Whose name is probably findable, but she's maybe.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I watched the trailer last night too, and you know what the weird thing is? I never watch trailers.
Yeah. Why did you watch it?
Because the name is Pea Island, and I went, what could this possibly be?
Where are you seeing Pea Island from?
You're the one that told that to me.
I know, but that was the working title. It's called Blink Twice.
Okay, well, I looked it up because I thought it was called what I thought it was called. And then I didn't look it up. I should say it was on an ad, and I went, "Oh, hit play." And then I
watched. And they were calling it Pea Island. Maybe we're talking about different things.
I still don't know.
But maybe he's in it.
No. It's the same thing.
Aaliyah Shawkat.
Aaliyah Shawkat. That's her. Yeah. By the way, I'm looking for Zoe Kravitz to be in it the whole time.
She's not.
No, she's not. She's just the director. And wrote it.
Look at her.
I don't know where
it's
that.
It's star studded, though.
Yeah, but it's hard to even understand what's happening here.
I would say officially it's a Channing Tatum movie.
And by the way, in ad, the very first thing out of his damn mouth sounds to be like the end of the movie.
Yes.
And I'm like, what'd you do that for?
Well, that's the problem with trailers as far as I'm concerned.
What did you do that for?
Because they want to hook you, so you come see the movie. But I'm with you. I feel like trailers, I'll watch until I've like decided I like it or don't, and then I have to stop it. Because they tell you the whole movie. Like, there's an absolute twist that happens, and it's about three quarters of the way through. And I'm like, are you really going to tell me that that happened?
Yeah, that's what happened in that trailer. I went, oh, for God's sake.
But there's a segment of the population, and I think it's a very large chunk of the population, clearly needs to have the whole thing spoon-fed to them. Because it's like reading the blurb of a book. If someone tells me that they like a book, the last thing I want to do is know what the book's about. If someone tells me they like a movie, the last thing I want is to hear what a movie's about. Maybe, you know, give me like a line or two, here's this about this. I don't want to see the thing and then it gets to the twist and then all hell breaks loose. What? Why are you telling me that?
Well, the name of this, the working title of this movie alone was enough to make me go, how are you going to get away with that?
Right. Well, they're not. They're calling it Blink Twice.
Right. But I mean, even not, forget about the title, a movie that would be somehow be related to Pea Island. What could that mean? What is that?
Well, now that you've watched the trailer, you probably know.
No, I still don't know. You know?
I mean, they appear
to be partying and having fun, and then bad things happen, but I don't know.
Well, there's the one thing that they give away, and maybe, you know what? I wonder if it was a slightly different trailer because it was still called Pea Island. Because now I can't find that. I'm only finding the Blink Twice thing.
Well, did you see? Hold on. I'm going to turn my mic off for just a second. You won't hear me, everyone, so I won't spoil it for you.
Sure, this will be right.
The trailer starts and he goes,
oh my God. He goes, he's so surreptitious, isn't he?
Goes, yeah. Well, everyone's dead.
Yes. Let's see how that happened. Yes. So, yeah.
Don't worry, everyone.
It's the first line. Yeah, you didn't hear that. So good thing you didn't hear that. Yeah. Zoe Kravitz directs fiance Channing Tatum as a billionaire with a killer island in Blink Twice trailer.
Oh.
I know.
Mm. Oh.
Well.
You know what?
I'm glad I didn't
say that. I don't think I knew they were affianced.
Oh, I did.
In fact,
you know why we know that?
Why?
Because it was part of the story when she was welcoming her dad into the
Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's right.
Like, that's now the story is she's with Tatum and he's the son-in-law to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he says, my soon-to-be father-in-law has the best abs you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. I listen to you. You tell stories all the time.
We got to start. I had to listen to myself. And actually, you know what? I was gonna try and get to the Outside Lands stuff too. Okay, we're gonna take a quick break and play a song. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's Benson Boone.
Blah blah blah.
Get up.
Wake up
with Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.